This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A startup company called Pebble has a fancy wristwatch called Time that connects to the internet. It's raised, as of this morning, $10.2 million since Tuesday using Kickstarter, the crowdsource funding system. The thing is, Time isn't Pebble's first product, so why go back to the crowd for money? Tim Fitzsimmons reports.
For years, Pebble sat atop a perch on Kickstarter's most funded campaigns page. That was until last August, when a high-tech cooler took top spot. But that first success, it raised over $10 million after asking for just $100,000, means Pebble has always sort of been synonymous with Kickstarter's ability to turn tech dreams into reality. It was the one that made it. Matthew Wong, an analyst with CB Insights, says this new Kickstarter campaign might be about more than raising money.
Those really sort of help a lot with the excitement and sort of gathering a community around this product, more so than sort of the funding.
Another word for that is marketing, and this marketing is free. You're listening to it right now. Professor David Hsu at Penn's Wharton School of Business says that when a successful company uses Kickstarter, it's not just about the money.
I think returning back to its roots, there's more of an opportunity to be picked up by the media.
After the first Kickstarter closed, a venture capital firm infused the company with $15 million, $5 million more than it raised on Kickstarter. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.